Nunamiko
Sali Fuhi Pipeline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Yukon, Kuskokwim, Delta, and listeners worldwide. Today, I am your host, Alyssa Nadine Rogers, and my co-host is... Say your name.
Jackson Rogers.
Jackson Rogers. And we have Mackenzie on the board switch today. Yes, what an amazing and wonderful week so far. Bright and warm, hot, sunny days, and wish we had a little bit more of those. Our lines are currently open. You can give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Now, Mr. Jackson, what is today?
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday, Jackson. We're going to go to our first caller, Ola Girl from TWC.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Talkline.
Thank you. I just wanted to share our thrift store hours, if that's okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. The thrift store hours will be open on Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., then will be closed on Sunday, then we open again on Monday from 12 to 5 p.m., Tuesday 12 to 5, and Wednesday from 12 to 5. And if you could also follow us on Facebook for open hours, they post the hours every week. And you could go to TWC Thrift for those hours on Facebook.
Great. And what's a good phone number?
Give me 1 second.
No problem. Such a great and wonderful day. Just an amazing day so far. How's your day going?
It's going well. I hope yours is going well as well.
Very much. Today is Jackson's birthday, and so I have him here in the room with me. Say hi, Jackson.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, Jackson. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How old are you, Jack?
6.
Oh, so cool. So I have the number. Mm-hmm. It's 907-543-3789.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So we have your phone number and your hours. What type of stuff do you have at the TWC?
Anything anybody might need. There's a bunch of clothes, from babies to adults. There's like kitchenware, and there's even shoes and hats and like all different kinds of things. I even saw like some jewelry, lots of cool things at the thrift store.
It's a fun
place to stop by if you have nothing to do.
That's really awesome to find out. I'm not too sure how many people know about the thrift store, but where is it located?
It's located at 180 B 6th Avenue.
On 6th Avenue. That's next to the church and across from the auto body shop, right?
There is an auto body shop across from it, and it's also right next to TWC's main building.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad we got to know where we're going to go so I don't get lost.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for everything. Is there anything, other announcements you would like to present?
Oh, no, that's all for now. Thank you for letting me share.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but have a good day.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Our lines are currently open. Give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. Again, our lines are currently open. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your thoughts, what's going on in your day, how's the river going. Are you going to go boating this weekend? What are your plans? Hey, here's a really good question. How are the salmon berries doing? That's what I want to know. We're going to go to our next caller, Susan from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. In case people don't know, tomorrow is a Saturday market at the Ooh. Culture Center.
Yay!
Uh-huh.
That's exciting.
Yep. And the next one will be the first Saturday in August. And I'll be doing a school supply donation drive at that one.
Ooh.
For anyone that can donate school supplies. I'm going to combine it with the food bank somehow or something, or with my neighbors when they go pay rent or something. I don't know. Because I live in the housing area, and sometimes I'll get back to school supplies. And years ago I brought them there, but everything got locked down with pandemic, so what I do is try to give them out at food bank or when I know someone that's going to a village or something, they could take some with them. So anyway, school supply donation drive I will do at the first Saturday market in August, which is the first Saturday in August. So people listening can go shop, and they might find something at that thrift store. Who knows? Yep. And happy birthday, Jackson.
Hold on. Here.
Thank you.
Got a riddle for you. Got a riddle for you before I go. What building in Bethel has the most stories?
The dad that said moo.
No. What building in Bethel, you know Bethel and you know the buildings, and some of them are pretty tall. Which one has the most stories?
Moo.
I don't know if he knows what stories mean.
No, she's asking you what is the biggest building in Bethel.
Well, which building has the most stories?
What building has the most stories? He's shrugging his shoulders.
Okay. The library.
The
it's
library.
Full of stories. It's full of stories.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. Do you like books?
Yes.
Yep, I like books too. Lots of books. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too, and thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Our lines are currently open. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Big question of thoughts. How are the salmon berries doing, Jackson? Do you remember what a salmon berry is?
Yeah.
Are they delicious?
Yep.
Uh-huh. I wonder how they're doing right now, because usually the first week of July to the second week of July, we usually go out berry picking, probably around Johnson areas when I can remember spending 4th of July out there berry picking with my parents. And this year, we're hoping to go out berry picking at some point, but we're still busy working with fish, so it's been an interesting summer. Again, our lines are currently open. Give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We would like to hear from you and find out what's going on in the communities, what is going on in town of Bethel, what events do we have to look forward for the weekend, and how salmon berries are doing. Has anyone gone out geese hunting yet? Are the blueberries out? Has anybody had any raspberries, wild raspberries? Those are really, really deliciousness, aren't they, Jack? Give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756. Or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'm trying to see if we could get our iPad working. It had shut down on us, but we'll get it up and running. So if you'd like to stay anonymous when you go and email us, please write anonymous when you send us emails. Our lines are currently open. If you'd like to give us a call, let us know what's going on in your communities. What are your thoughts? This is your show, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Well, Mr. Jackson, what would you like for your birthday?
A Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun? You want a Nerf gun for your birthday?
The red one.
The red one.
And at the store.
At which store?
AC.
AC store? Oh, my goodness. A red Nerf gun at AC store.
And it's in the back.
Oh, it's in the back of AC store.
Yeah, but you have to go straight into AC, then you're done. And then you have all the green eye. Then you look each
what? Oh, are you talking about the aisles where you go down the aisles?
Yeah.
Oh. And what else would you like for your birthday? Do you want ice cream and cake?
Ice cream and
you can give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our lines are currently open on this beautiful Friday. Even though it's a little cloudy, a little bit rainy, it's still such a nice and wonderful day. You go ahead and give us a call and let us know what your weather is like across the Delta. It is 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We're going to go to our next caller, Tom from Chalista. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say a big happy birthday to Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I wanted to share a joke with you. Can I do that?
Yes.
Where is a pirate's favorite place to play?
His wheels are turning. He's thinking about it. Where is a pirate's favorite place to play?
On the beach.
On the beach. That's his answer.
That is a really good answer. I wish I thought of that one. but I have a different answer. I like yours, but what I thought of is a favorite place for a pirate to play is in the yard.
That is funny.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wanted to share three quick updates from Chilista. One is that we have about 30 interns from around the YK.
Wow.
Who are, they're interns here at Chilista and our subsidiaries around Alaska and even in the lower 48. Okay. So it's really cool. We've got interns from Chifornuk, Scammon, Marshall, Quigg, Bethel, of course, Upper Kalskag, Scammon, so all over the YK. And so they have a paid internship going through early August. So if you're a college student or you know a college student, next spring is when applications open for our internship program. So hope you can look forward to that paid program for next year.
And what do they do as interns, may I ask?
No, it's a good question. It depends on what they're interested in. Like some who are going to trade school, they apply with one of our construction companies. If they're interested in like legal or political government matters, they can intern with our legal department or government relations department. Mm. We try to fit them with what they're interested in.
That's pretty neat. Do you have anything in natural resources?
Yes, we have. I don't know if we have this year, but I know last year we had somebody who interned in our lands department.
Ooh, and is that like Bureau of Land Management style, or what do you mean by lands?
They do a variety of different things. Like we work with a lot of villages on like gravel sales to like build up roads or airports.
Interesting.
You know, so they've assisted with that. Some have gone out to do I think inventory of like natural plants and mm-hmm. if there's any invasive species.
Interesting.
I think that was something that one of the projects they did last year.
Wow. And what is your most sought internship of a general field in work?
Probably the business side of things, accounting. That's the most common one I can think of, but we've had some who have gone to our nonprofit, Chilista Education, and so they've worked on translation things, interviewing elders for cultural preservation. So it really is a wide variety of things that they want to focus on. So it's very exciting.
Wow. Yeah, that's so good to hear. And how old are they, or how old do they have to be in order to apply for an internship?
18 years old, since there may be some travel involved. And it is a paid program, and the priority is for those who are in college, since, you know, getting real-world experience in whatever they're studying often helps them do better in school.
Wow. That's really great to hear. I'm so glad you have that program.
It is really neat. It's very much bounced back since the pandemic has started easing up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, we're going back into the, you know, 30 range and for the number of interns that we have each year.
That's amazing. What is a good phone number if someone decides that they want to apply for next year or get more information in regards to your internship?
Good question. Keep an eye on our Facebook page, at Chilista Corporation. But if you want to give us a call, the phone number is 275 2800, and the Human Resources Department is the one that manages the internship program.
Okay, just to make sure I got it correctly, it is 907-275-2800 and ask for Human Resources.
You got it.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I just have, do we have time for two really quick updates?
Of course we do. Take it away.
Okay. one is for enrollment, so I'm not sure if you've enrolled Jackson as a shareholder.
Yep, he is.
But, oh, awesome, awesome. The next enrollment deadline for this year is August 31, so get your applications in by that date. And if you miss it, there's always the deadlines next year as well. And for more information, again, you can head to our Facebook page, you can go to our website, or give us a call. And the last item I wanted to share is if you're a shareholder or a descendant that has a business, we have a website where you can list it for free, and we can help you promote your shareholder business.
Wow. Is that like personal business or like a organizational business?
Both.
Oh.
Both. For example, we've got shareholder businesses all around Alaska and even in eight states around the country.
Wow.
So the website is Chalista Shareholder Biz.com. And for example, Soyupik, they've got their listing on our website. They're located in Soldotna. Atsuk Art in Bethel, they've got their business listed. So a lot of different, not just arts and crafts, but people who do like photography, like Dendra Chavez. She's listed on there. Bumyoa is on here. So a huge variety of businesses. So ChalistaShareholderBiz.com. It's free. You can put a few pictures there of your business. If you have a website or Facebook or Insta, you can add that to the website. So that is very free for any shareholder or descendant, or even if you're married to a shareholder or descendant.
That is amazing. Thank you. I did not know that. I learned something new today.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, those are the updates that I had, and I just want to again say a very happy birthday to Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. All right. Take care. Bicha.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go to our next caller, Renee from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to do a little birthday wishing here, too, real quick to start this off. I want to wish Jasmine Polk, her birthday's tomorrow, a happy birthday, and my niece, Maya Athanas, whose birthday is also tomorrow, a happy birthday. Yeah. So I also have quite a list of things with the Southwest Alaska Arts Group. I'm just going to kind of go through them. The gift shop in the Cultural Center is open. I'll be there today. It's my turn to volunteer. So I'm going to be there from 12 to 4 today, and then I'll be working the Saturday market tomorrow, which, of course, is 10 to 2. So I hope to see lots of folks there. And if anyone is interested in getting one of our steel salmon or ravens that they want to decorate, create wonderful artwork on, whatever that we'll be auctioning off in October, they can stop by and select which one we want. We have four different sizes, so folks can stop by and pick out which one they want, and we'll get that to them, and they'll have all the rest of the summer to work and fall to work on their design.
Where do they pick them up?
Pick them up at the gift shop. They're at the gift shop. I've got them all. Shorty Salzburn, wonderful Shorty Salzburn, who does it every single year, cut out our steel salmon and ravens again this year, and he donates that to us every year. And so they're at the gift shop. They're ready. They're all ready for whoever wants to come pick them out and has some kind of design that they are just ready to put on. I've started mine, so I hope, you know, other people are doing theirs too. And then I got a few other things. We got some upcoming events. We've got this this August, September, not sure when exactly, we're going to have male dance bands, I think, a class in that. And then we're also going to have another Gusbuck class. That is set for September 8th and 9th. And then we have the Let's Dance camp will be coming. The camp, they've had two of them so far, so they're taking back the people who were in the dance camps before, plus any new people, and they'll practice for like a week, and then their final performance will be on November 19th, showcasing all of the young dancers in our region. So keep that on your calendar. The Let's Dance group will be doing that from November 12th to 14th. And then I also have Laura Ellsworth is who you want to call if you have any questions on this. Laura Ellsworth's number is 907-953-8055. And if anyone's interested, the SWAG board, the Southwest Alaska Arts Group board meeting will be occurring August 5th. In the library in the Alaska Room, and that's open to the public. So you're more than welcome to come and listen to the board meeting and any plans that they're working on for upcoming concerts, classes, scholarships that we give out to different artists and art groups. So that's all I seem to have on my list today.
Well, thank you so much for calling us and letting us know all the excitement that's going on. I love hearing about it.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to chat with me, I'll be at the gift shop today, and it's Saturday market tomorrow. So
ooh.
Come on by.
And what time is the Saturday market?
The Saturday market's up from 10 to 2. I think the vendors get in at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And at the gift shop today, I'll be there from 12 to 4.
Ooh.
And that's in the cultural center.
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you, Renee.
All right. You betcha.
Have a great and wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you so much so far. We are going to go ahead and go into our break. And if you could give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We will see you in a couple minutes.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Upnachkami ulch paschani navgumaschit igayukang yugnout bijuklim nasini igayukanik State of Alaska mctiki suku $20,500 ninun. Gidugut Muyugnaluni, Jalisu $20,500, Jatnavgumashukata Sarayagmi, Widawikamun Navramun Akiliut Muluni, Jali Gnuhanun Igayut Muluni. Online imiriugnaut Huani alaska.ready.gov/IA, Huasukayagarluku 844-445-7131. Bukyut Mkdashi Miritmun 8 a.m. 4 p.m. umhtiquq imigillerkaq ingunerenerayuinaq pingayunaktipluku.
AVCP Regional Housing Authority is accepting applications for the Homeowner Assistance Fund, HAF program. HAF provides assistance to homeowners facing mortgage delinquencies, defaults, or foreclosures, loss of utilities or internet. HAF also provides rehabilitation, modernization, and weatherization to homes. Eligible homeowners must be tribal members and attest to financial hardship after January 21, 2020. More at avcphousing.org or 907-543-1337. This message sponsored by AVCP Regional Housing Authority.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Jackson. Welcome back to Talkline. Give us the call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. And if you'd like to remain anonymous, you can tell us you're calling in anonymous, or you can email us and say you would like to remain anonymous when you email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we had someone on the line right before we went to our break, and he or she had hung up. Go ahead and give us the call back. Our lines are open. We usually have a break every half an hour within the show. And we're going to go to our next caller, Harry. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
This message is an announcement going out to the whole listening area. On behalf of the Kwikluk Dog Mushers, City of Kwikluk, and Kwikluk Search and Rescue, we're having our July festivities today with the outdoor game starting at 1 outside the old school. City of Kwikluk is hosting bingo giveaway today, possibly tomorrow. And Kwikluk Search and Rescue is going to be hosting a fiddle dance tonight and tomorrow, featuring the Bethel Band, that's Willie John's band, and the Tundra Band, led by Jason Parks. And raffles going on. Kwikluk Dog Mushers is raffling off a Honda Rancher as the main prize. City of Kwikluk is doing cash prizes, and Search and Rescue is raffling some items. So this weekend, today and tomorrow, games, bingo, fiddling is will be at Kwikluk. So everybody's invited, and this is a drug and alcohol free event. So everybody, if you want a chance to win a four-wheeler, you won't win if you don't buy a ticket. So might as well go buy tickets. Tickets sold here in Bethel is at Karina's case lot, or call the phone number 907-757-2329. All right, thank you.
So it's the phone number again is 907-757-2329.
That's for the four-wheel raffle ticket purchase over the phone.
Wonderful. And how long of the festivities are going to last in Kwikluk?
So games start at 1 p.m. today and tomorrow. Bingo giveaway, I think it opens at 3. Fiddling opens at 7 at the old school.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the activities.
And are you guys going to be doing anything on Sunday as well?
No.
Oh,
no
okay.
Events on Sunday.
Just today and tomorrow.
Just today and tomorrow.
Wow. How fun.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. Go ahead and give us a call. Our lines are currently open, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. We sound like it's going to be a pretty busy weekend. We got Saturday market going on, and Susan's going to be doing school supply donations starting in August. And then Chalista with their number of interns and in different departments. That was pretty nice to hear. So you'd be 18 years old and a college student for those applications, which I believe he said was in the spring, to keep an eye out on their Facebook page. And if you have a business and are a Chalista shareholder, you can promote your business for free at ChalistaShareholderBIZ.com. We're going to go to our next caller, James from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Jermaine Sadler. It's his birthday today. You should see him. Wish him a happy birthday. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Happy birthday to my cousin Jermaine. And happy birthday to Jackson. How are you doing, Jackson?
Good.
Good. You're doing good? What is the most exciting thing that had happened today? He's thinking. You can give us a call. Our lines are currently open, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. This weather is amazing. I wish it could be a little bit more sunnier, but a little bit more rainier. But one of the big things is you don't see as many mosquitoes. Right, Jackson?
Yep.
You like mosquitoes?
Nope.
What is your favorite fish?
King salmon.
King salmon? And what is your favorite bird? What is your favorite bird? Do you know the name of your favorite bird?
Duck.
A duck? And what is your favorite thing to do in the summer? What is their favorite thing to do in the summer?
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach. All right, our lines are currently open. You can give us the call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We want to hear from you, what's going on in your communities, what are your thoughts and your ideas. What are the events that are happening over the weekend? What's going on the river? How is the tides? How's fishing been? How are the berries? How's your garden? My garden ain't doing that very well this year. I think it might be because of the weather we've been having. It's been so cold, and the birds have been plucking at my top greens of all my plants, and the rabbits have been eating my peas. So we're trying to figure out how to best keep those rabbits out. Huh, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give us the call and let us know what's going on in your communities and how things are going out there. You could give us the call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756
or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We got a couple announcements here. There is an open seat announced during the Bethel City Council meeting. If you have been following live KYUK coverage for Bethel City Council meetings, you already know that the time to run for a seat on the council is rapidly approaching. KYUK's Francisco spoke with the city clerk to get these details on how to do this. So if you call the City of Bethel, talk to the administration management, or Lori, I'm sure they would be able to help get information on how we can, as a community, apply or put an application in or run for a city council seat. Again, you can call the Bethel City Council. I'm hoping someone would give us a call and let us know how to apply for that, since it is a community board seat. And the next announcement is for from the Alaska State Troopers, remind hunters of field to freezer. And this is coming from Ava White. Hunting is one of the largest subsistence activities in the region. Fishing, hunting, and trapping all require proper licensing. And our next bulletin is beloved Nabuskier principal retires. T.J. Bentley was one of the longest-serving principals in the Lower Kuskokwim School District before he retired from Nabuskiak's Z. John Williams Memorial School in June of 2023. We're going to go to our next caller, Cesari from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline. Casey.
Oh.
Sorry.
Is it Casey?
Casey. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. I have a little riddle for Jackson that my grandson told me about when he was Jackson's age. And it's, why did the skeleton cross the road?
To get to the other swing set.
To get to the other swing set.
Well, that's pretty good, but he crossed the road to get to the body shop.
He crossed the road to get to the body shop.
All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our lines are currently open. If you'd like to give us a call, it is 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Well, with Ortsilamut Native Council, we are currently in the full swing of Science and Culture Camp. We have 18 students this year, and they are currently going up to the aviation U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hangar to learn about aviation and how the mechanism works in an airplane. And we'd like to give a loud shout out to them. You guys are doing great and phenomenal. I'm so thankful you guys are here for Science and Culture Camp, and I hope you guys are enjoying your time. You could give us a call. Our lines are currently open for the Talk Line Show. Our lines are 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756. Or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And I was looking to see what our current weather forecast is. because I have fish hanging and I would like some good drying weather. And the forecast for Friday, July 17th, 2023, wow, it's already 17th of July, feels like time is flying, 14th, it's the 14th, oh, this one says 17th. I guess we're going to have to go to windy.com to find out what our current forecast is. I'll pull it up here in a minute and let everyone else know. But give us a call. What is the weather like in your area? 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We do have our emails up and running right now. If you would like to give us an email, go ahead and email us at radio@kyuk.org. And if you would like to remain anonymous, go ahead and indicate on the email you would like us to read anonymously. We're going to go to our next email that had just arrived from Ms. Oscar. To announce that for Monday, July 17th, there are no trial jurors needed. Please remember to call the jury message line at 907-543-5879 for an updated message if you're on jury duty service. Currently, there is no grand jury. Thank you, Bethel Courthouse. Our lines are currently open if you'd like to give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. There was a story that I was told earlier this week, and I thought was fairly interesting since I've never seen it myself, but there was some folks who were traveling upriver from Bethel going to their camps, and across the spread of from here to, I believe, maybe Napaimute area, they saw a whole bunch of moose standing in the gravel bars in the water trying to escape mosquitoes. They were so thick with mosquitoes that they were trying to relieve as many mosquitoes as they could. And I saw those pictures and I was like, wow, I've never seen them just stay there. Usually moose, when you drive by them, they will try to leave or move. But no, they were all congregated on the river, just sitting there, unafraid, like they didn't have no cares in the world about anything else except getting rid of these mosquitoes. Is that funny?
Yep.
You got to talk into the mic.
Yep.
And give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our lines are currently open on this beautiful Friday, which I'm hoping that our weather will improve. And our weather right now is we have mostly cloudy with a chance of rain for today. Highs in the lower to mid 50s with the southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Well, I don't mind the clouds. Don't mind the rain. The rain's really good for berries. And I was wondering, has anybody gone out to check the salmon berries? Are they small, big this year? Are they still blooming? And what are your favorite areas you like to go berry picking. And give us a call and let us know, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. I know our favorite spots to go berry picking for salmon berries are going to be, well, beginning of July, it's typically in the Johnson, and then a little more towards mid-July, we go out to Galik or Eek Lake and follow through that trail through Pismioff. I remember those days. My dad was a very expert boat driver. I wouldn't have that much confidence in myself, but it's a learning curve. Give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our lines are currently open. We want to hear from you. Let us know what's going on and how everything's been going. We're going to go to our next caller, Joe from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
And I heard you mentioned somebody's birthday.
Yep, Mr. Jackson.
Where's he from?
Jackson, we're from Bethel.
Okay.
So he's my son, and
okay.
I brought him in.
Well, happy birthday. How old is he?
Six.
Six? My, you're a fine young fella there. That's good. Well, make sure you do your part, listen, and do what your mom and dad tells you, and do good in everything you do, including school.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Anyway, the reason why I'm calling, I wanted to thank the United States Fish and Wildlife Service and the Fishing Working Group to give us an opportunity to fish without too many discrepancies or complaints or whatever you want to call them that people have been doing over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to see that we're given a chance to do what we do on a, you know, on a seasonal basis and have an opportunity to get fish and do the best we can with the weather we have, and that's one thing we don't control is the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I wanted to thank the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, Fishing Game, and the Fishing Working Group for giving us an opportunity to go fishing and working with each other to make things work out for everybody.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with them as well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't like certain things in life, but, you know, there are certain things we can and can't do. But as long as we think about the future for our next generation, that's going to have an opportunity to fish if we keep this up.
Agreed, and thanks for giving a good reminder about that.
Well, we have to, you know. We can't hoard and take more than what we need and then end up throwing away because we didn't take care of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is the people that are going on stealing people's fish. I heard it's even going on in Bethel.
Yep.
So it's sad to see, but what goes wrong comes wrong. They don't understand. It's going to come back to them.
Mm.
Okay, thanks for letting me speak and
tell
that young man to have lots of cake and not too much ice cream.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks for calling. Our lines are currently open if you'd like to give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we just got another email that came in. It is in regards to Representative Peltola issues a statement on FY 2024 National Defense Authorization Act vote. This is coming from Mr. Sam Erickson in Washington, D.C. today. Representative Peltola issued the following statement regarding the FY 2024 National Defense Authorization Act, which passed on House 219-210. And this is what she said. Today, I took one of the most difficult votes I've ever had to take. The defense bill on the floor today was not the same bipartisan bill that came out of the committee. House leadership let the most extreme members of Congress load it up with amendments designed to create political attack ads while removing access to health care for millions of Americans who are employed by the Department of Defense and their families. I will always support our brave servicemen and women. I also believe that they are equal citizens, just like the rest of us. That means they have the same rights to privacy and choice in their medical decisions that any other American should have. We shouldn't be pitting pay rises that they deserve against their reproductive freedoms that they also deserve. That is a false choice created purely political reasons, and I look forward to the negotiations with the Senate version of the bill where the issues will be discussed further. I will advocate strongly to return the bipartisan policy-focused bill that came out of the committee and will gladly vote for the bill that fully protects our troops and their families. And this is coming from Mary Sattler Peltola, U.S. Representative. We're going to head into our second break of the day, and we will be back in just a couple moments.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Residents impacted by the recent spring floods may be eligible for disaster assistance grants from the state of Alaska up to $20,500 for housing repair, an additional $20,500 for personal property damage, temporary housing and rent and utility assistance. Online registrations at alaska.ready.gov/recovery/IA or call 844-445-7131 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The deadline to apply is July 23.
Welcome back to Talk Line. Our lines are currently open. You can give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. It looks like our weather is slightly lifting. It's getting a little more brighter outside. But for tonight, it's going to continue to be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. Hopefully not rain, but it's good for the berries. It looks like we are going to be dropping to the mid-40s to low-50s. I might have to turn the wood stove back on to warm up. It sounds a little bit cold, with a variable wind to 10 miles per hour. And then for tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy with chance of rain, highs in the lower to mid-50s with a variable wind to 10 miles per hour. As for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, for today, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, highs in the lower 50s to mid-60s with a variable wind of 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, it's going to be cloudy with a chance of rain, lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s, light winds. And then for tomorrow, on Saturday, it's going to rain likely, highs in the mid-40s to lower 60s with light winds. And it looks like for coastal waters for today, it's going to be west wind, 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon with seas of 3 feet. For tonight, it's going to be south winds, 10 knots, with seas to 2 feet. And for Saturday, it's going to be north wind, 10 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon, with seas to 3 feet. Oh, I haven't heard coastal waters in such a long time. I remember sitting with my grandmother listening to Nome radio station, giving the forecast for what we were looking at for the next couple days. And that just reminded me of it. Call us. Let us know what are your favorite memories of the summertime. 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And if you'd like to remain anonymous when you send us an email, go ahead and let us know you want to remain anonymous. Again, our phone numbers are 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Going on to our Bethel tides, we have for today, Friday, the low tide is going to be at 9:45 in the morning, and the high tide is going to be at 3:30 this afternoon at 4 feet. Oh, that's what that means. I'm learning weather. I'm not a weather forecaster, but I'm learning how to read weather. You could give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Let us know what weather is like for you in your communities. How is it out in the coast? How is it out in Alaganak, Shafornik, Nunam, Russian Mission, Aniak, and how the weather is for your area? I know we live in such a YK Delta vast land, and the changes in weather can be pretty different, even if you have weather changes between Tundra Ridge and Hoffman Sub. It could be raining on one side of the town and be completely dry on the other side of town. We were hoping for some rain one day, and we were hoping that we would have this big rainstorm coming towards us, and it went right over Tundra Ridge and completely missed our side of town. And I was like, okay, we got to go get rain. We have to go get water for our garden because it didn't rain. Give us a call and let us know what's going on out there in our communities. It seems like we have quite a bit of stuff going on. I know when Renee called, she had quite the list of stuff. But if you want any more information in regards to what's going on at the university or what type of classes that are happening this summer or this upcoming fall, you can give Laura Ellsworth a call at 907-953-8055. And also she said that the SWAG board is going to be meeting on August 5th in the library stateroom. It's a really nice room. If you guys haven't been to the library yet, it's a really nice facility, and they have free internet and free place to look up different books, and you could rent out DVDs. It's really lots of fun. I like to take my kids there from time to time. Go ahead and give us a call. Our lines are currently open. It is 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Well, I have a couple questions for you, Mr. Jackson. What is your favorite birthday time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? And what are you planning on doing for your birthday?
Play online.
Play online? And then what are your birthday plans?
Bruh.
Go ahead and give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. And if you would like to remain anonymous when you send us an email, go ahead and let us know that you want to remain anonymous. And we have, hold on, as I'm flipping through this paper, there's event for the KYUK Tundra Drum announcements for high schoolers. Are you tired of the same old classes year after year? Star of Northwest is a residential vocational high school and career program designed to prepare you for a variety of career opportunities after high school. You can email Matt Cooper at mcooper@nwarctic.org.
nwarctic.org. So it's mcooper@nwarctic.org. And see if Star of the Northwest is right for you. You can also visit at nwarctic.org/star for more information. And if you have any other announcements, give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. We're going to go to our next caller, Moses from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to wish my good friend, Jermaine Sadler, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jermaine. Happy birthday, Jermaine Sadler. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye. All right. You can give us a call at 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. Again, our lines are currently open. If you'd like to give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Sounds like we got quite a bit of birthdays going on today. Including yours, huh?
Yep.
What's going on in your thoughts today, Jack?
I ate hot dog and everything.
What? Say it again.
I didn't eat hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, we're going to eat hot dogs and hamburgers. Are you hungry for hot dogs and hamburgers? What's your favorite cake? What kind of cake do you want?
White.
A white cake? And what kind of ice cream do you want?
Bunny tracks.
Bunny tracks?
On everything.
On everything?
Yes.
Our lines are currently open. Give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954 or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So we are going to go to our next email coming in from Mr. Moses. Think safety first and foremost always. Remember to always bring and have survival kit or extra gear and make sure you always dress for the weather. Remember always wear your PFDs when traveling, also when camping of any kind. Please bring your trash home or bury it where you are camping. Make sure to get enough oil and gas, especially food and water, just in case weather is not travelable. Watch out for others in any kind of distress or breakdown or out of gas, especially if they are lost and not from the area we live in. Thank you for your time. By Mr. Joe Moses. What wonderful good reminders. We're going to go to our next caller, Wasili from Nabaskiak.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to all listeners, and good morning to your son there. I mean, happy birthday to your son there.
Hello.
Yeah. I'd like to thank a representative for making her little announcement on a trust responsibility, which is her responsibility for us tribal members around all over Alaska. The trust is it's a very big thing. It has to do with our land, our waters, and subsistence, or even our YKG hospital. It's a really big thing, and it is our interest. And I hope if she's listening, she received also the regional tribal government, if there was a resolution made out to the Congress on that particular issue, because the land issue is also a trust. Right now, corporations do hold their trust, which is the land and villages around Bethel, Aniak, or St. Mary's are pretty much different, because there is this ANCSA 14C3 that has not been forward yet to make it function like in Bethel. So only the tribal members get to stay where they are and to keep the land. And unlike Bethel, no one from around all over the world cannot come in and buy the land, like in land deeds. That is not how it works in the ANCSA corporations in the small villages. So I'd like to remind again now, so it's been long ago that I told, I talk on this radio about the ABCP handing out deeds applications, or fill out the deeds applications for the village members around Bethel, and that is not right. We do not in the small villages fill out land deeds, because everybody in the villages they do own the land. Like before ANCSA. So we are still under our land is still under our land corporation in the villages. So I'd like to remind ABCP, you can operate that way in Bethel or Aniak or St. Mary's, but not all around the small villages, passing out land deeds, applications, or fill them out. Okay, I think that's enough. Okay, good morning to everybody.
Yeah, bye. Good morning. We're going to go to our next email, who came in from Zachary Kalistuk. He wants to remind everyone to please watch out for kids while riding, that not all kids are visible. And if you don't have a video camera in the back of your vehicle, you may not be able to see the kids as you're backing up or driving around. We're going to go to our next caller, Joe from Bethel.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that, like, for example, the Quick Duck Mushers, they're having their raffle and they're having their fundraiser. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these entities depend on people like us to buy raffle tickets and support their entity. So just like when we had the 4th of July here, people bought tickets for the boat that Bethel Fire Department was trying to raffle off. You know, it's good to see people stepping up and doing their part and helping out these agencies when they need help. Just want to remind everybody, you know, let's continue to show our support for all these entities, no matter where they are or where they're from. It helps the whole YK Delta. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye. Great. Our lines are currently open if you'd like to give us a call, 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. I do want to remind folks, when you are sending an email, please keep it short, sweet, and simple. If they're too long, I will not be able to read them. Typically, roughly about a paragraph would be more than enough. But very long, long messages is going to be hard to read on air. Just want to remind you guys, we do have 8 minutes left in our show. Our lines are currently open. Give us a call at 907-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And a couple announcements. ONC is currently hiring survey technicians for the month of September through November. You can apply at ONC, or you can call 907-545-2700 for more information regarding a part-time position. That's going to be through September through November. And to all ONC tribal members, we do have dipnet rentals available or pressure cookers. And that's for ONC tribal members. If you would like to get on our list, please give me a call at 907-545-2700. I do want to make you guys aware that currently for our dipnet rentals, we do have a long list of folks, and we're currently standing at 18 people who are waiting to get dipnet. We are limiting the time for 3 to 5 days. We want to make sure that we're giving everyone an equal opportunity to do dipnet rentals. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, Sunny from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, it's been so long. So long I never called. Just wanted to say hi and say hello to everybody. And have a wonderful morning as well.
Wonderful. I'm glad you called in today.
Yeah. Plus, I'd like to also mention a thank out to all the summer youth hire that are all working all over town, ABCP, ONC, YKAC, the stores, pretty much everywhere, summer youth hire. Congratulations to you all working. Enjoy. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Lots of things going on this weekend. As we heard that Gwithluk is having their fundraiser, and the drawing will be tomorrow after fiddling, the Gwithluk Dog Mushers Raffle. And you could also buy tickets at Corina's Case Lot, or call 907-757-2329. Again, that's Karina's Case Lot. Or over the phone at 907-757-2329. One of the biggest prizes that they have on there is a four-wheeler. The City of Gwithluk and Search and Rescue Raffle during July festivities would be bingo, outdoor games, and fiddling on July 14th and 15th, which is today and tomorrow. The fiddling bands will be Willie John and the Tundra Band, Jason Park. Some of the City of Gwithluk Gaming Department's raffle is ranging from $2,000 to $100. The tickets are $5 a piece, or you can get 5 for 20. The Gwithluk Search and Rescue Raffle has a variety of 12 items, and it's $5 a ticket or $6. And for get details in regards to what raffle is going on, you can look at the Facebook page on It's Going On in Bethel. Some of the other things that are being raffled off are a digital inverter generator, chainsaw, one drum of gasoline, grass cutter, Mr. Coffee Maker, an axe, some gas tank, 5-gallon gas tanks, oars, fishing rods for kids, knife, and a swimming pool for kids. And you don't have to be present to win. So the four-wheeler is actually a Honda Rancher, is what it says here. And the second prize is going to be the 55 gallons of gas. Third prize is a generator. And the fourth prize is a $500 certificate at Corina's. And the fifth prize is a 30-gallon gas tank. And you could get a hold of them to buy tickets. Oh, gas, sorry. 30-gallon of gas. It's $25 a ticket, or you could get 5 tickets for $100. Give them a call at 907-757-2329. And you do not need to be present to win any of those items that I just mentioned. But that's what's going on. July festivities in Gweethluk starting today at 1 o'clock. And it'll be lasting until tomorrow. So today and tomorrow. Well, Mr. Jackson, how's your day going so far?
Good.
Good. Say good.
Good.
How old are you?
6.
My little goof. All right, you can give us a call. We have a couple minutes left in our talk line show. 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And if you guys are looking for the steel salmon, raven and steel salmon, you can pick them up at the Swag Shop in the Cultural Center. And I believe she said we had till fall to get those decorated and turned back in for auctioning. The City of Bethel would like to let folks know they are hiring, and you could join their team. There's a hauled utility driver, an accounting specialist, a mechanic, a grants manager, and a pipe utility maintenance forum. And you could get a hold of the City of Bethel by going to their website and applying through their online application. And if you are looking for household items or just items you need for your own personal, you can go to the TWC thrift store. And they said they had a variety of clothes from kids to adults. That includes coats. And you could get a hold of them at 907-543-3789. Again, 907-543-3789. Well, folks, this concludes our talk line show for today. I am your host, Alyssa Nadine Rogers, and
Jackson Rogers.
Jackson Rogers. Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure. Again, have a great and wonderful, safe weekend.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Listen to Talkline Fridays at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can listen to the replay at 7 p.m. on Friday evening, or listen to it at your convenience online at kyuk.org.